CWP, after Martin Espada, for my brother, Jonathan. On his first day at the Heinz Craft plant, his boss leans over his shoulder to spell out CWP, which stands for Continuous Wiener Production. Outside of Columbia, Missouri, the sun rises, bathing the plains in bronze, inspecting the factory, taking notes, watching pink pulp strain through steel grates. He walks, white hard hat jostling to the side. It won't stand straight. At the end of the line, entire cartons of wieners fill pallet after pallet, spitting three centuries of hot dogs on every hour. One man guides the dog's tongues like a shepherd. Watching this man, he feels the white striped collar beneath his smock mingle with oil, brine, and boiled shells. The contraption jams. He asks the man to show him how he will fix it, and together they change the sprocket of the trimming machine. The man handing him the tools, cajoling the crescent wrench. He thinks of hours under his father's car, though he is not his father, who doesn't earn a salary, who doesn't have a bachelor's degree, who is looking for a job again, who does not wear latex gloves to meet protocol. The machine clicks into place, and how it churns for the perfection of wieners, inflating cellulose casing with precision, imposing oil from the fleshy chaos of animal hearts and plastic parts, inching down the line. Industrial rolling pins, rattling like chainmail, hammer on metal, pregnant vats overturning mountains of hot dogs. Amid the din of steam and steel, he recalls the briefing that layoffs are coming. He will conduct performance reviews, though he assumes he is immune, watching boxes of chicken intestines and cow products grin into homogeneous batter. In 1 month, after firing this man, himself gone too, he will drive back to his wife in their new Hyundai Santa Fe, back seat still empty, gripping the leather steering wheel with heavy hands that slip. Heavy from what? Tears? Condiments? Grease? Those fingers that once threshed electric cords, that once spidered across the fretboard. He tells himself it may only be a matter of time, that the two of them may only need to wait a while longer for the things they had planned upon. He consoles himself, at last, with the odd recognition of just how far he has come from home.